Red FM. Okay, if you like the sound of this. I did it all for the cookie. Come on, the cookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie. And this.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
And maybe this as well. Go. You're going to be very happy when I tell you that there is an unbelievable gig happening Saturday night. Guilty Pleasure, a band put together to play the hits of nu metal. They're putting on a tribute night in Cypress Avenue above the Old Oak. Doors, 9 p.m. On the line, I've got Barry, Kwan and Dara. I'm going to start with you, Dara, because I was there last year because of you. It was starting at 8 p.m. and I did one of those things where I was like, well, I won't go in at 8 p.m. I'll go at 8:30, so there's a few people there. My God, I barely got in the door, Dara.
Yeah, we were not expecting that. We had told people, like, show up on time. There wasn't going to be tickets. We weren't going to charge. But my God, there is a market for nu metal in Cork.
Because at the time, I remember I said to you, you know, are you going to do it again? Thankfully, you are going to be doing it again this Saturday. Do you want to just tell us about how the idea came about, actually?
Oh, I let Kwan say that. So.
Okay, so basically, when we were all listening to the stuff when we were teens and, like, would listen to it, not even ironically anymore. And I was playing in a cover band with a friend of mine called Jack, and we did a Linkin Park song called In the End, and it sounded pretty good. For years, I've still been listening to nu metal, so I was sitting down in the pub with Barry here one day, and I put together a playlist, and I was like, come here. Like, I had done kind of weird tribute nights, like we did a Weezer tribute night and stuff before, and we were able to pull that off. So I just said to Barry, I was like, do you think we can actually do this? If I showed him the set list, and I was like, we need the best singer in the world, because there's loads of cover bands that do, like, oh, we just do Korn songs or something. But I was like, we kind of want to do a greatest hit set list of all the nu metal stuff. So it just kind of became a monster from that idea. We just kind of, I knew the drummer I wanted, a guy called Sean Conway.
Yeah.
And just kind of, we went from there, and it just kind of started adding members, and eventually there was 10 of us.
Well, Barry, if you just want to take us down a trip, you know, down memory lane there, like, what songs are we going to be hearing? Who are the acts that you're going to be playing tracks by?
Well, I'm not going to give away any of the track names. You'll have to come along on Saturday to hear them. We're going to do all the hits. You know, last year we did sort of like the number one song you think of when you think of each one of these bands. This year we're trying to expand that as well and do some, you know, some of the deeper cuts as well. So some of the big bands at a time, the Limp Bizkit, who are the Mozart of nu metal, essentially. You have Linkin Park, Papa Roach, Mudvayne, Korn,
Slipknot,
and then some of the sort of the B-level bands, for lack of a better word. You have American Head Charge, like Drowning Pool, like all these songs that we grew up loving and never really stopped loving, but just stopped telling people about it.
Yeah, because there's definitely a market, like you were saying. I mean, the place was absolutely jam-packed. When I arrived, there were already people crowd surfing. It wasn't even 9 o'clock, you know what I mean? So
yeah, there really was a surprisingly big market for this sort of nostalgia, but I suppose we're at that stage now. It's far enough removed where people just look back at it as being a fun time, and it was really like the most sort of irreverent, fun style of music, having just come out of the grunge era, which was all sort of quite serious, and going into something like this was just fun. It's loud music and, you know, talking about spray painting and skateboarding. It was all silly and fun. And just brilliant. We are sort of expecting the same this year, so if we have the doors at 9 this year, we're on 9:30, and there's no messing around with that. We have a long set this year, 2.5 hours of music and a DJ afterwards, and, you know, all for a good cause, which is fantastic.
Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association, you're donating proceeds to that charity, and you've got your reason for doing that, Dara, don't you?
I do, yeah. No, my mum suffers from it, and here, like, we just raised so much money last year that I thought, you know what, why not? If we're doing it again, it would be great. And they've been so supportive with mum and helping her out and just sending help, which is just such an amazing charity. And I just thought, you know what, if I can give a little bit back and have a bit of fun while doing it, let's do it.
Absolutely, everyone wins. Well, listen, Guilty Pleasure, they're going to be Cypress Avenue this Saturday night. Doors 9 p.m. and I'm suggesting anyone and everyone who wants to go, do not be 1 minute late. I know I'm going to be there with bells on anyway. I'm going to be banging down the door at 8 p.m. trying to get into the sound check just to make sure I get in for it. So Barry, Kwan and Dara, thanks very much for talking to me tonight. Yeah,
thanks very much, man.
Cheers, man. 104.2 in Crosshaven, Cork's Red FM.